Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nassau County Republicans are calling on George Santos to resign, but Santos says he will not.
Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman is on our news line. Thanks for joining us. What's your reaction to Santos continuing to be defiant here?
Well, he may be lying again. Hopefully he is.
Short and sweet.
Well, there's nothing else to say. I don't have any trust in anything that he says. So if he says he's not resigning, why should I give that any more weight than anything else he said that's proven to be untrue?
Good point. How do you think the constituents in Nassau County are impacted by him refusing to sit down, staying in office, probably not going to get any committee assignments or anything where he could be of that sort of help? Are constituents in Nassau County hurt by Santos staying there?
I believe they are, because I believe that when you have an elected official that nobody trusts, then they're going to look for other ways in which to get things done. And I think that basically his constituents have lost confidence in him. As you saw today, I was one of a large group of elected officials that called for his resignation. And I've said to my office that we are not going to deal with George Santos' office or him. I'm just not going to deal with somebody who is so blatantly untruthful.
You have several investigations ongoing, including there with your district attorney in Nassau County. Do you think that the House of Representatives, pending results of investigations, should take some actions here?
Well, I'm hoping that George Santos realizes that the only way that he can rehabilitate himself is if he resigns and then he goes and gets help. Anybody that would build a foundation of lies like he has, and he's not just telling harmless lies, he's telling lies about the whole fabric and being of his persona. Who is he? And right now, the only thing we can surmise is that he's a liar. And that's not good to have. That's the only thing on his resume right now, is that he's a liar. So he should seek help, because anybody who would lie to that extent is not normal. And if he wants a future in the private sector or the public sector, he's a young man. He could probably rehabilitate himself if he left office, got help, and recognized that he has a serious, serious mental health problem.
You mentioned how you will refuse to work with George Santos. As the Nassau County executive, how is that going to hamper your job? How often do you typically work with local congressmen on certain issues?
Well, we work on a lot of issues, whether it's public health, the environment, economic development, there are infrastructure. There are a tremendous amount of issues that we have interaction with the federal government. But Nassau County is very fortunate that the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has been very responsive to our county. We have a good working relationship with him and his staff. Senator Garbarino Congressman Garbarino and Congressman D'Esposito have both indicated that they would help the county with any federal issues, and they're great partners to have. So, we'll figure out a way around George Santos. But if I were someone who was counseling George Santos and trying to give him good advice, I would say to him, recognize the extent of your fabrications and how they have hurt people. I mean, saying that your parents were Holocaust survivors and trivializing the death of 6 million people, I mean, that's just horrible stuff. And, you know, until he realizes that and leaves office and gets help, he's not going to have a very successful and productive life. He needs to address his issues, and he needs to do them now.
Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, thanks for the time.
Thank you so much.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.